you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. That's a tough verse to begin the program with. Wow, don't be selfish. That's a tough one. Hey, friend, how are you? And welcome to Thursday. It is, of course, September the 20th, 2012. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and I have my special verse of the day that pops up. And that was the verse today. That's kind of a tough one. Philippians chapter 2. Yeah, do not be selfish and think of others above yourselves. The more we practice that, which is kind of difficult, but the more we practice it, the easier it's going to be. Amen? Yeah. So something to aspire to do this week. Well, hey, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. It's, of course, Thursday. And, yeah, our week is going very well. I'm still trying to get used to, I don't know about you, these cooler temperatures that we've been seeing in the last week, just especially in the morning. I love autumn. I think it's a pretty season, but the temperatures I still have to get used to. I'm not a big fan of, but regardless, things are going well over here. We actually got, I had mentioned this briefly last week, we got a new puppy last week. It's a half terrier and it's a half terrier and half something else. I forgot what it was, but we named her Missy. She's a cute little puppy. She really is. And the first few days when she came into our home, she was just howling. She was barking. She didn't want to stay in her kennel, and she just kept us up for like, I think the first two or three nights, and I think by the third night, I was ready to give her back. I really was. Like, you know, you can mess with any area in my life, but not when it comes to my sleep. Sleep is, I value my Sabbath. I celebrate the Sabbath every day, by the way. Just want to clarify that. No. So I've been really frustrated. Like, hey, you know what? We really need to do something about this, but it was total blessing. She's made a perfect turnaround. She hardly ever whines or barks or anything like that. So she's being trained very well. So I'm blessed, and maybe I'll bring her into the studio so she can meet the Mark Burns family of animals here. Maybe we'll have to say I got to get that cleared with Mr. Burns. But regardless, yeah, she's doing really well. We're really excited about that. The kids just love her, and it's actually kind of cool. It's really neat. It really is. So. Well, here we are. We are just, more than halfway through the month of September. And actually, October is just a couple of weeks away. And actually coming up on Saturday, October the 6th, you're invited to a special event at the Community Evangelical Free Church, of course, in Mahomet. It's a pretty cool seminar happening called How to Make Jesus' Vision and Mission Your Mission and Vision. It's going to be a seminar taking place again on Saturday, October the 6th, beginning at 8:30 in the morning, and it's with Bill Allison of Cadre Ministries. So this is going to be a great event if you're a leader, if you're aspiring to be a leader, if you're a leader in your home, a leader in your ministry, or in your organization. This is going to be a great, great seminar for you to take a hold of Saturday, October the 6th. Again, it's at the Community Evangelical Free Church, located at 102 West Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47 in Mahomet. If you'd like to get more information on this, just give us a call. Yeah, 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, our devotion comes from Galatians chapter 5. It's actually a really good one. We're going to be focusing on walking and living in the Spirit rather than the flesh. It's a tough one. Yeah. So we'll take a look at that right after this classic on Christ, the Solid Rock, right here on Great News Radio.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood.
that's one of my favorites right from the church hymnal right there on Christ the Solid Rock right here on Great News Radio. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm the friends part, Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday. It is September the 20th, 2012. You know, one of the hardest things for me as a Christian, and I'm going to be transparent here with you, so bear with me. One of the hardest things for me as a Christian is to fully 100% walk in the Spirit. It's difficult. It really is. I mean, there are some people who walk in the Spirit more so than others. And what do I mean by walking in the Spirit? I guess let me just kind of clarify that. Allowing the Spirit of God to live through you, demonstrating fruits of the Spirit, rather than allowing your flesh to control your actions. It's kind of a struggle for me. I mean, it's a daily fight between the Spirit and our flesh. Daily. I mean, daily. And sometimes for some of us, it's hourly. And there are some days it's difficult. They fight against each other. I don't care who you are, what seminary you went through, it's a daily struggle. I mean, it comes down to who are you going to allow to be the master of your life, you or God? You know, some of us think, and I thought for a very long time that, hey, you know what? Once I gave my heart to Christ, it's done. I mean, I gave my heart to Christ, and I don't have to deal or struggle in the flesh anymore. But I've learned that I gotta die daily in order to live for Him. So our devotion today comes from the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, you were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other." Did I just mention that earlier? "So that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." So what does it look like when we're walking in the flesh? Well, God talks about that in verse 19. "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." So that's what walking in the flesh looks like. But what about when we're walking in the Spirit of God? What does that look like? Oh, famous passage here. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." So Paul writes how we need to be walking in the Spirit rather than the flesh. Because he writes, we are free in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we are free in Christ. The Bible talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is. Come on now, there is freedom. There is liberty. But we are not to use that freedom to indulge in our fleshly desires and continuing to live like our old self. Let me give you a terrible example. Let me just give you an example. It's a terrible one, but let me give you one. Say, for instance, unfortunately, you're in a rough season and your car breaks down and you don't have any money. You need your car to commute to work. You need your car to pick up groceries. You need your car to pick up your kids and your grandkids. You need your car and you feel disabled, and God puts it on my heart. Let's just pretend. And God puts it on my heart to buy you a brand new car. Now, this is all just pretend now, okay? Don't get too excited. But let's pretend that God puts it on my heart to buy you a brand new car. Not just any car, but a brand new car that's fuel efficient and just everything, okay? It's just everything, the bells and whistles. Because you need a car. Because you need a car to go get around and just keep the momentum and the flow of your family and you know, pursue that job so you can supply for it. So I buy you that car. You are so grateful. You're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're using that car to go pay your bills, go to the grocery store, commute back and forth to work, pick up your kids and grandkids from school and you're doing all that stuff. But you fall into some old habits and you use that car to go rob a bank. Or you use that car to go pick up ungodly women on the streets. One, obviously, that's a sin against God. But two, how disrespectful would that be to the person who gave you that car? Because that was not the intent of me giving you that vehicle. That's a terrible example when it comes to our walk with Christ, but that's still kind of true. God gave us freedom, free will, but we should never use that freedom to indulge in our fleshly desires, because we are supposed to crucify ourselves, not just on the day when we pray that prayer or when we walk down that aisle, but we need to crucify ourselves daily, every day, because we have the Spirit of God living inside of us. If we are truly a Christian, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, sealed inside of us. Jesus said, I will give you a helper. Okay. See, many of us, when we take control of our own lives, many of us are holding back what God gave to us as a gift. When we take control of our own lives, we're holding back what God has for us. So how do we start walking in the Spirit? What does that look like? What's holding back the Spirit of God from living out in our lives? One, it could be sin. It could be sin in our lives. Because now when you sin, it kind of strains the relationship that you have with God, right? But hallelujah, we're under grace. So we can go to Him and repent and say, God, I am so sorry. I'm going to repent of this sin. And that's a word you don't hear often anymore in churches. Repent. Repenting. Wow. If we have sin in our lives, we need to confess that, because that holds and hinders us. Maybe if you find yourself walking more in the flesh than in the Spirit, I guess, do you even have the Spirit of God living inside of you? Are you even a Christian? So how does one start getting back into the process of walking in the Spirit? Well, to walk in the Spirit is to deny the flesh and produce the fruit of the Spirit. To deny the flesh. And a great way of starting is renewing your mind. Romans 12 says, do not be conformed any longer to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It needs to start with your mind. If you are living a life listening to ungodly music, watching ungodly movies, hanging out and associating yourself with ungodly people, of course, that's being put in your heart. Overflow of the heart, guess what? The mouth speaks. So we need to get into the Word of God. Rather than filling our flesh and feeding our flesh, we need to feed our spirit. We need to get into the Word of God, because the Word says, again, overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we need to be putting the Word of God in our hearts. We need to be communicating with other believers in the Lord. We need to be listening to Christ-centered music, because we want to put that in our hearts, because we want to speak that stuff. It's like a cycle. You put it in your heart, it comes out of your mouth. As our minds are renewed and conformed to the perfect will of God, we will walk and talk and produce the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and the list goes on and on. So, brothers and sisters, I challenge you today to walk in the Spirit and deny the flesh and change the way you think. Change what you put inside your heart. And once you do that, people are going to notice a difference. I encourage you today to walk in the Spirit rather than the flesh.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time. Life was in His hands. calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name.
Song. He knows my name, he knows your name, and he knows the amount of hairs that you have on your head. Yeah, isn't that cool? That's the God we serve. Well, thank you, friend, for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your Thursday. Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, lots of great opportunities to really go out and enjoy some fellowship with others. I know our good friends at Booty Baptist in Booty will be having their gospel sing. Also, there's a pretty neat Walk for Life in Danville on Saturday and on Sunday. At the Lincoln Square, you're invited to Celebration Sing with Arlie Neville at Lincoln Square on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Village Food Court in Urbana with free Papa John's pizza. Free event and a free will offering will be accepted. That's part of Sunday at Lincoln Square at 2 p.m. with Arlie Neville. You can find out more about this and other events happening at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Don't forget Mr. Mark Burns sitting in this seat tomorrow as part of the Friday edition. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. In the meantime, friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your day. Remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.